Hi, in this video, we will be talking about how to configure the Azure Private Peering for your ExpressRoute circuit. The Azure Private Peering allows connectivity between your on-premises network and the virtual networks that you have deployed in Microsoft Azure. You can have virtual machines deployed within your virtual network and have many virtual networks connected to a single ExpressRoute circuit. We will talk about how to accomplish this in this video. As a prerequisite, you should go through the video on how to create an ExpressRoute circuit. You must then have your ExpressRoute circuit configured through your connectivity provider. You can view your ExpressRoute circuit by clicking on the All Resources tab, selecting the ExpressRoute circuit, and viewing the information of your ExpressRoute circuit. In this case, I have a circuit called the ExpressRoute Demo Circuit SV. It is in the resource group that is in US West. It's a circuit that's been provisioned through Equinix as my connectivity provider, provisioned in Silicon Valley, and has a bandwidth of 200 megabytes per second. You will need the service key, and you will have to pass the service key to your connectivity provider and have the connectivity provider turn this on. I have the service key passed on the Equinix through the Equinix Cloud Exchange portal, and I have had it provisioned. Once the circuit is provisioned, you are ready to create the BGP sessions. Now let's look at what we have to do to create Azure Private Peering. Azure Private Peering, as I mentioned before, enables connectivity between virtual networks that are hosted in Azure and your on-premises environment. You can select the option to create the peering by selecting On the Peering. There are a few pieces of information that you need to have on you to be able to successfully create this peering. The first thing is an autonomous system or AS number. We are creating two independent BGP sessions between your on-premises network and Microsoft. In order to do that, we need an AS number. This AS number can be either a public or private AS number, since this is private traffic. We will need two IP address ranges, /29 subnets, for routing interfaces. We need a VLAN ID. You can optionally use an MD5 hash to authenticate the BGP session. Let's get started. I'm going to create Azure Private Peering, and I'm going to be using AS number 394749. You are more than welcome to use your private AS number. If you're using a private AS number, we ask you not to use AS65515, as it is reserved for internal Microsoft use. You can then enter either private or public IP addresses in your BGP peering interfaces. If you watch the videos on how to configure Azure Public Peering or Microsoft Peering, we required you to use public IP addresses. In this case, since we are using the private peering, you can use private IP addresses. I'm going to be using IP address ranges in the RFC 1918 space. So I'm going to use 172.16.0.0/30 as my primary subnet. 172.16.0.4/30 as my secondary subnet. I'm going to establish this peering on VLAN 154. I'm not going to use a shared key. Once I have entered all this information and I have saved the configuration, ExpressRoute router configuration actually starts. And once this has been successfully completed, the BGP session actually starts, and the connection has been established between your on-premises infrastructure and Microsoft. Let's wait a couple of minutes and see what happens. Okay, after a few minutes, the Azure Private Peering has been configured successfully. All the properties that have been entered have been accepted, and this BGP session is up. Once you have this BGP session set up, you still have not completed connecting your virtual networks to the ExpressRoute circuit. Please view the videos on how to create virtual networks, how to create VPN gateways for your network, and how to create connections between your virtual networks and your ExpressRoute circuit to complete the process of configuring connectivity between your virtual machines and services running in Azure and your on-premises environment. Thank you.